Thank you for calling customer service. Bernie Jeff speaking. How may I help you?
This is Catherine Murray, and I just received a text showing I was charged $56.09 for something I did not order.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
79068.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
Ms. Catherine Murray.
Ms. Murray, will you verify your address, please?
Yes, it's P.O. Box 790, Panhandle, Texas. And my address is 577 FM 2161,
yes,
Panhandle,
ma'am.
Texas.
Okay. I've located a transaction here for you. Let's see what's going on here. All right, so ma'am, I see on 6-3 on June 3rd, you agreed to pay $7.95 for
$7.95, yes.
Yes, ma'am, for a chance to win, let's see what it is.
A mixer.
Yes.
And now I'm being charged $56.95?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So it does tell you for the products, for the $7.95, you will receive an entry for sweepstakes drawing, and you will be charged for the discount shopping store.
I do not want that. Yeah. Take it off.
Okay. That info was inside your terms and agreement, ma'am. It is a valid
I did not
charge.
See that on there.
Yes, ma'am.
You can cancel it because I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. So what I need to do, as I was saying, you receive an entry for the sweepstakes drawing, and you'll be charged for the discount store, which you were charged, the $56. You will receive a $125 voucher monthly.
No, I don't want any of that.
Yes, ma'am. You've already been charged for that, ma'am. So what I can do going forward, I can cancel the membership so you won't have a reoccurring charge, because it is a reoccurring charge of $56.95. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that's canceled.
I want this canceled right now.
First thing I need to do, ma'am, is cancel your account. I'm canceling
Thank
your
you.
Account now. And, okay, the account canceled. Now, what I can do on the $56.95, because it's a valid charge, ma'am, I can offer you 35% of that back to you.
No, I want all of it back.
No, ma'am. Let's see what we can do here.
I got charged the $7.95. That's fine. That was over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so I did not see anything about that. Then the $56.95, no. So it was $2
to
get the mixer, and no, I'm not going to do that.
Yes, ma'am. It was inside the terms and conditions, and provided that they were read. This was done on the 3rd, so it was outside of your trial. So, like I said, I can offer 35% refund. As a matter of fact, as a courtesy, I can do a 50% refund, ma'am.
Do that then.
Okay.
So I don't want to be charged anything ever again.
So, yes, ma'am, I'm going to do a 50% refund as well as cancel the account going forward. So, please hold. Please hold. Let's see. $56.95. That's what I was doing. $56.95. Divide by two. So $28.47 will go back on your account, ma'am. At the discretion of your bank, it's 3 to 5 business days usually.
Okay. And will I get some kind of notification it has been canceled and everything?
I'll give you a confirmation number tonight, and then if you choose to call back at any time, it's going to be notated that it's been done.
Okay.
So $28.47 refund goes back to your account. Usually takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Hold on. Your order was refunded $28.47 successfully. Customer called in, does not want does not want membership. Accounts cancel. Alrighty, offer 35% customer decline. 35% refund. Customer decline. Offer 50% customer fit.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just notating okay. Your account. So the refund of $28.47 was done. Customer order was black. Was canceled. Anything else? Oh, your cancellation number, ma'am, would be
yes, please.
C as in Charlie, 2605-11701.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
C as in Charlie, 2605-11701.
01. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye.